Hello, everyone. Welcome to the NBA Today with Michael Elliott. We have a very special guest, Joshua Morton. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, bro.
That's great to hear. If you guys haven't checked out our second episode, make sure you go check that out, because today is basically a kind of review of what we said in the previous episodes. So, one of the things that we ended up comparing was the... I believe it was the Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets. And I said the Lakers, and I believe you said the Nets. So, you got any comment on that?
I still stick with my opinion.
I'm going to pull up a quick comparison of how the teams played this year. I mean, LA, I don't really think they've had any injuries or anything.
But the Nets are an injured team, so therefore it's going to be harder to compare them.
Well, the Lakers right now, they're the best team in the West. I believe they only lost about 14 games up to the NBA's hiatus. And that's pretty good. They haven't made the playoffs in 7 years, actually. So this was actually a really good year for them. You got like LeBron and AD. One of the biggest moves of the agency was really the AD trade. That was a big one. And one thing I realized that we didn't get time to do in our last segment was a guard comparison. I believe it was Stephen Curry and Trae Young. So, for me, I think I've got to pick Curry on that one. He's got more experience than Trae Young does.
I would agree.
Another thing is, I believe we did the Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, then Milwaukee's winning that one for me.
What do you think, like, if, God forbid, the Clippers beat the Lakers in the playoffs, and those two were in the finals, I don't know. I kind of have to pick the Clippers here. Because they've really got length on that bench. You know, you got Pat Bev and Lou Williams. That's a really good guard duo right there with Kawhi and PG.
Okay, that's a little weird.
I just think that with PG and Kawhi, they can really bring more offense than what Giannis does and Eric Bledsoe. Or sorry, not Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton. But I'd actually like to look at another Eastern Conference matchup that I would have liked to see in the playoffs. I think it's the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat.
That would probably be Boston, no doubt.
It just depends on how Jimmy Butler is playing. I mean, if he was if he played like he did when he was still on the Bulls, no question, it'd be Miami. But he's really slowed down a lot in the past couple of years, and he just doesn't really have that same, like, he doesn't have that same mentality that he used to have. Man. You know, I love watching him play in that matchup in the playoff a little while back. It was that series where Isaiah Thomas' sister died, and he got that injury.
Yeah.
It was like the Bulls and Celtics. Oh. That was probably one of the greatest series I've ever seen in my life. It was a really competitive series.
Now, can I bring something up with you right here?
All right.
So, top five players in the NBA right now.
In a particular order or just the five players?
In particular order. You want me to start it?
I'll hear what you have to say, and then I'll go ahead and share what mine is.
Number one goes Giannis Antetokounmpo. He was probably going to win league MVP this year, which they still are having the award show. So I will definitely be watching that.
It just depends on if the playoffs come back. If we do manage to get the playoffs together, I mean, that could change. But yeah, I probably agree with that one.
Then LeBron. I mean, I know I don't really like LeBron, but he has his place. Then I would go with Kawhi Leonard. Then Steph Curry.
Okay, hang on. This is how they've played this year. Not off previous seasons, right? This is this year.
I thought this was just the best in the league.
No, this is this year.
Well, I wanted to start this, so it's going to be what I'll say.
Okay, I see how it is.
Like I said, Kawhi, then Curry, and then Kevin Durant.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and label this episode the most biased rankings I've ever heard in my life.
No, because Anthony Davis is nowhere close to the top five. I know you're going to put him in your top.
How do you – you don't know what I'm going to say, bro.
Yes, I do. Right. You're going to say Anthony Davis.
Okay, I'm actually going to do I think you did best, like, around. I think after I share mine, we should do, like, the best defensive players and then, like, the most explosive players. Because, I mean, that – it seems like that's underrated a lot, especially defensive players. They don't get as much credit as what they should. But here's my top five all-around players this year. Number one is Kawhi Leonard.
Okay, that's interesting.
He's more of a complete player. He's better on defense, in my opinion, than LeBron and Kawhi. He's more solid. And I'm not trying to be rude, but Giannis has got, like, a size on his side a lot, and it's a lot of power. And Kawhi actually does put in a lot of work to make his game what it is. So, number one goes to Kawhi. At the number two spot, I've got to give it to the Greek Freak. Number three is LeBron James. Number four, I was actually thinking about this one a pretty good bit. And I really got to give it to the GOAT, Alex Caruso.
You're joking, right?
JK, I'm going to give it to AD. And then at the number five spot, I'm going to give it to Curry because of the effort he made when he came back from his injury. So that's my top five.
How did I know you were going to say Mr. Anthony Davis?
If Curry wasn't hurt, he probably would have been higher on this list. But I just can't because he hadn't played for much more than, like, what, 3 weeks?
That's kind of disrespectful to a guy who changed the NBA.
Oh, here we go again.
I mean, he did.
Yeah, by not attacking the basket. By making it more about entertainment than what it was basketball. So, yeah, he totally revolutionized basketball.
He did change the game.
Yeah, in a bad way, in my opinion.
In your opinion, it's a bad way because you're a big man.
No, because the NBA used to be about basketball and basketball. Now it's entertainment and who's making the most money. It shouldn't be like that.
Okay, you're mad, bro.
I'm not mad. I'm speaking the truth.
You're just mad that Andy Davis didn't change the league.
No.
Yep.
You want to talk about changing the league? The man, that's one of the best defensive forwards I've seen in 20 years.
He just said that, didn't he?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Davis is one of the best defenders in the league.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Buddy, do you even know how many times he's led the league in blocks?
I think I do.
Oh, yeah. way more than Curry has.
Because Curry's a point guard.
Yeah, but he revolutionized the game of basketball.
He did revolutionize the game of basketball.
Yeah, I'll tell you what revolutionized. Still, I want to hear what your, like, old-timers top five is. I would actually like to hear this.
My old-timers really top like five?
Yeah, all-time top five. Not just, I mean, old, like, retired players.
Okay.
I would actually like to hear this.
So, number one, I'm giving to Michael Jordan. Then number two is going to go to Kobe Bryant. Number three belongs to Wilt Chamberlain. Number four, and then last is probably Magic Johnson.
Oh, man. Did you forget about Tim Duncan at all?
I didn't.
The man won five championships.
He just didn't make my list.
Okay. All right, number one is probably going to go to MJ because he had more rings than Kobe did. That's the only thing. And number two probably, yeah, it goes to Kobe. Number three, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He did more in his career than Wilt did.
Mr. 100.
Number four, Bill Russell. Man won 11 championships. No one's even come close. Number five is Magic Johnson.
So we both agree on the number five, one, and two. Or, yeah.
Yeah, we agree on one, two, and five. We don't agree on three and four. So that's a first.
So, this is for all my Warriors fans and Bucks fans. I'm sorry, Bucks, but I have a feeling, and I've read other articles about this. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Don't start this biased bullhorn.
Is coming.
I don't want to hear this on my show.
State Warriors.
Okay, anyone who has a brain, do not listen to this idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Giannis is going to find no success in Golden State because he ain't going.
Hey, y'all, I'm sorry Simply that play. You'll have to watch this. The guy, he's really a faker.
Okay, this is my show. I'm not going to have this bias on here. We're moving on. I'm not talking about that.
Talking about it. So, you wanted me to be your
Here's
guest.
Here's the thing. Not by choice.
So, like I said, Giannis Antetokounmpo, welcome to the Golden State Warriors.
Keep dreaming, pal. Just because you're dead last in the NBA doesn't mean you're going to get the best player.
That's what you think now.
Why would he go to the worst team in the NBA?
Because to Why? Give a championship. Because he's got Curry, Klay Thompson. Dude, I'm telling you, it's happening.
The Bucks were the best team in the NBA.
Yeah, so they weren't going to win the finals.
Who would you think was going to win the finals? Oh, good Lord.
You clearly don't know about the Kawhi Leonard.
Somebody help this man. Somebody help him. Just please.
Somebody help this poor guy with his jump shot, too.
Okay, buddy. You know what? The Lakers can out-rebound the Clippers. They're a better defensive team. They have more depth than the Clippers. In what world would the Clippers beat the Lakers? Or the Bucks?
In what world? Today's world.
Today's world is, like, shut down. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. But I'm not going to get too political.
Well, then why are you even talking
But
about
in what world are the Clippers going to win the championship? In what universe are they going to win
you
the championship?
You clearly don't know about the clutch Kawhi Leonard. You clearly don't know.
Yeah. The guy that whooped your butt.
Yeah, I know. I'm taking that because we were a hurt team. They were fully healthy. We were a hurt team.
Yeah, even if you were fully healthy, he still would have
beat
you.
No, that would have you can never say that. That would have been a whole different
Kawhi story. Kawhi Leonard is better than Kevin Durant. He is better than Stephen Curry.
I know he's better than Stephen Curry. I know he's better than Kevin Durant. But more NBA All-Stars against two, four is better than two. Strength and numbers.
Pascal Siakam's better than Draymond
Green.
Yes,
I know that. But he's not considered an all-star.
Danny Green can D up Klay Thompson.
Danny Green
can shoot the rock just like Klay.
This is what you call a diehard bandwagon Lakers fan.
I am no bandwagon Lakers fan. You've known me since day one, AD for life. That is my guy. I love the way he plays basketball. He stays true to the game, not true to the idiotic media, like so many players are.
There's so many players are. Then why don't you try to mimic his game?
Why don't I try what now?
Anthony Davis's game.
Dude, have you seen me in the paint?
Actually, I haven't, because every single time you'd get in the paint, you'd dribble out to the three-point line, because...
I'm talking about on defense.
Yeah, because you're like 8 feet taller than everybody.
Bud, you do realize who we played this year, right? You saw 35 on the Pacers. But back to the point, I get big blocks like AD does. I rebound AD does. Okay, you want to be like that? I'll tell you something that you really need
to
hear.
Bud.
The Golden State
Warriors.
You're
just bringing that up.
Have
you're
a
just bringing it up about the Golden State Warriors, the hurt team in the NBA.
No, they have a record that will never be broken. They hold the record for most years without a playoff appearance at 35.
They also
years.
Hold the record of 73 wins and 9 losses. Do you want to talk about that?
The Bulls are one win below.
Still.
Jordan could beat everybody on that team.
He could
team.
Beat everybody on your Lakers squad. Jordan could beat anybody. He's not human.
You've seen AD, right? The dude who grew like 7 inches in a year.
AD is nothing.
Try
AD
like
is
three
nothing
months.
Compared to Jordan. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that.
I wasn't comparing AD to Jordan.
He's like an itty-bitty speck compared to Jordan.
I'll tell you something. Right now. Curry is not as good as you think he is. I hate to tell you. You think he's like one of the top five players of all time,
yes.
And he's not even close. He's not even close.
Okay, you can go look at other lists, and he's always in the top 10.
You can't believe what you always read on the internet, bud.
Well, then why do you?
And that's why you believe that Giannis is going to the freaking Golden State Warriors.
That's not the only reason. There's way more to the story. Because if you...
Okay, let's hear the story. I want to hear the full story, beginning to end, so I can prove how idiotic that theory
how
is.
How idiotic my theory is. Clearly.
Yes, how idiotic.
Stephen Curry is trying to get close to this NBA All-Star. Because in the game...
Because he can't carry the team on his own.
He played the game. He blew the game on purpose. And then he goes to talk to Giannis Antetokounmpo after the game. This is exactly word for word what he said. He said, we should team up together. Come on.
Yeah, because Kevin Durant is playing like crap.
No.
Klay Thompson is not helping him in any way, and he can't carry a team because he's not good enough. I told you that 100 million times.
Hey, I thought you wanted me to tell you
the
story.
Keep going. I want to hear how stupid it gets.
Now, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's on quarantine with his brothers, of course. He says, while he's playing 2K with his friends, he's choosing his squad, choosing his team. Who does he choose? Golden State Warriors. Who does he choose on my career? The Golden State Warriors. And this is what happens. This is what happens when he chooses his team. He says, yo, the OG is back in the building.
you really believe because he's having fun on 2K, that's this secret conspiracy that he's leaking to the media that he's gonna go to the Golden State Warriors? Are you kidding me?
Whatever you want to think.
Well, honestly, you can, because you're gonna end up in. Oh, good grief! You're gonna end up in the insane asylum at this rate.
You know something else, guys?
Oh my God!
LeBron is retiring in 2021.
Don't believe a word this man says. You will not. Why did I let you on my show? LeBron is not retiring in 2021. I can guarantee it. Why does he say? LeBron himself has said he wants to play with Bronny James.
Like that's going to happen.
Bronny ain't coming to the NBA in 2021, now is he? LeBron's playing like an MVP at 35 years old, something I doubt Curry will ever even get close to.
He's joking, right?
Not even that's a sad. Little.
Because you clearly don't respect anybody except for Mr. LeBron James and your sucky Anthony Davis.
I respect plenty of players who play basketball for the game, for the struggle that got them to the NBA, to put them in their position to succeed.
You just take credit because his dad was an NBA player. Be honest. You say he has more opportunities.
What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I've heard you tell this to me billions of times.
What did I tell you?
You said the only reason Steph Curry is getting all this glory is because his dad played in the NBA.
Yeah, I did say that, and I stick to it.
You will.
But he had basketball going through his veins at an early age.
Yeah, I'm definitely done with you. I'm done.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Man, this is...
Thank you for letting me on your sucky show. I'll talk to everybody later. Bye.
All right. Thank y'all for listening.